Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. Now, we've just been speaking with the Bolt Man, and now we have on the phone from New York City, James Quinn with the Law Office of Weil, Gottschall, and Manges. He is an attorney who has sued the NFL many times, and he has a winning track record. And he's here to tell us all about the case against the Chargers and the NFL. Welcome to the show.
Good to be with you.
Now, we've been speaking with the Bolt Man, Dan Juregi, and he believes that the Chargers are violating both the NFL Charter and the Sherman Antitrust Act. As an attorney with expertise in this area, do you agree with him, and if so, why?
The antitrust laws are an effort to ensure that there's competition among different competitors. Here the competitors are NFL owners, and the competition is for where the franchises will be placed. And in this instance, the NFL, at least on its face, owners have gotten together and decided that, as a group, that they're going to encourage the Chargers to leave San Diego and to move to Los Angeles. And that raises serious antitrust issues.
Okay. You were known for suing the NFL successfully and winning, including a landmark case that gave players the right to become free agents after a court ruled that the NFL had violated that very same Sherman Antitrust Act. And you said that you would be willing to handle a case against the NFL over the Chargers situation. So can you tell us just a little bit more about your own background and how many antitrust cases you've handled and how many lawsuits against the NFL specifically?
Well, over the years, I've handled probably dozens of antitrust cases, at least four or five against the NFL. So far, I haven't lost. I first got involved in sports back in the early 1970s in antitrust relating to the Oscar Robertson lawsuit, and since then I've brought antitrust lawsuits in hockey and football and basketball as well. So far, successful.
Very good. So you've got a great winning track record, it sounds like. Now, the city of San Diego, they did really a Herculean job of pulling together a detailed proposal, complete with renderings of a new stadium and a plan to put the funding question on the ballot early next year. James, why do you think the Chargers have refused to negotiate in good faith, given the risk of litigation that they could lose?
Well, because of money. I think that they decided that they think they can make more money in Los Angeles. And the sense I have right now is that they have one foot out the door.
Wow. How much money do you think the city could win if they were to file a suit?
You know, part of it would be depending on whether or not they could get an injunction, which can often be difficult to accomplish. But,
so just an injunction to just halt them from leaving, period, have a judge just say no.
Right, but that could be an uphill battle because it can be a difficult claim to make. On the other hand, if they were ultimately to leave and then the city were to sue the Chargers for damages, it could be in the multi-million dollars.
Now, City Attorney Jan Goldsmith was asked by another media outlet a while back about this very issue, and he said that, first of all, that he prefers right now negotiating rather than litigation, but he also said the city's 2006 lease with the Chargers had a clause that prohibited such litigation. So how would you get around that issue?
Because I've seen that clause under the Supreme Court law. You cannot waive a future antitrust violation. So they couldn't waive back in 2006 the violation that was going to occur in 2015. You can't do it under the law. It's against public policy.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that important point. Now, Mark Fabiani, who has headed up the Chargers' effort to find the new stadium, has said in another media interview that a lawsuit would be, quote, meritless because, in his words, no judge will view the city's proposal for a quickie EIR, environmental impact report, is in any way reasonable, and because we've made 9 separate proposals over 14 years to try to find a solution. Can you please comment on that?
Yes, it is a complicated factual situation, but most of what he's saying is irrelevant to what the lawsuit would be about. That is, whether or not the NFL owners have jointly got together to boycott the city of San Diego. So the past history, frankly, is not all that relevant.
Okay. So the lawsuit, it sounds like, it could increase the odds of the Chargers putting any moving plans on hold. Is the idea basically to keep them here, or is this more about getting compensation for the city's losses and the loss to fans, however you calculate that, if the Chargers just decide to move anyway?
You know, I think it's more about trying to keep the Chargers here by getting their attention and having them begin to negotiate with the state.
How likely is it that the city would win cases against the Chargers and, for that matter, the NFL for antitrust and violation of the NFL charter also if the city does decide to sue?
These antitrust cases are very complex and they can be lengthy and expensive. So it's difficult always to a clear percentage evaluation. But I would certainly say that the city would have at least a 50-50 chance of being successful.
Well, those are pretty good odds. So if the city does win a lawsuit, can a judge force the Chargers to stay here, or can they just come back and negotiate some more and still find an excuse to leave anyway and just say we did more negotiating and it's still not enough?
That kind of question is, again, very difficult to answer. It would depend on the judge and ultimately what the judge thought, whether or not the Chargers and the league were acting in good faith.
Have there been other cities that have successfully sued, or for that matter, fans anywhere, and forced a team to stay that was trying to bolt and move elsewhere?
You know, the history of that is we've had situations where, as you recall, the Raiders moved from Oakland to Los Angeles and then back again. There was litigation there. None of it ever came out in a clear-cut way. There's no clear precedent with regard to this kind of lawsuit.
Is there any merit in the Chargers' claim? They're not here today again, but they're claiming the city just didn't do enough and now this is just too little, too late. How would you respond to that?
Again, the antitrust laws are designed to prevent competitors agreeing not to compete, and in this case, agreeing to boycott. And under these circumstances, the past history, too little, too late, is less significant than whether or not you're acting in concert and in violation of the antitrust law.
Okay, so basically it's collusion, in your opinion, that the NFL has engaged in here.
Correct.
So, to be a devil's advocate for a moment, not everybody in the town supports building a new stadium. There's a lot of fans that certainly want to keep the Chargers, but there's also people like Councilwoman Marty Emerald, who said that she thinks the money might be better spent on things like building more fire stations and fixing potholes. Why should the NFL or the Chargers wait and risk losing the offer in L.A. when the city's proposal hinges on a ballot initiative where fans could vote yes to keep the Chargers and fund a new stadium, but they could also vote no?
Look, if the Chargers really wanted to, you know, act in good faith and in San Diego for their entire existence, waiting a year one way or another is not going to, the world's not going to end. I don't see
good
why
point.
They wouldn't allow 2 months to go by to see whether or not they can, in fact, get the stadium that they want in San Diego.
Very good point. Now, another important question. The conventional wisdom has been that if the Chargers leave, the NFL itself has basically threatened them and said San Diego would likely never get another pro football team. If the Chargers do move to L.A., would a lawsuit give the city leverage to try to force the NFL to let them keep the Chargers' name and maybe bring another team to San Diego down the road?
Yes, I think it would be significant leverage because the mere fact that the NFL has hinted it. They'll be boycotted forever. In and of itself may violate the antitrust law.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like blackmail, doesn't it? So,
yes.
I'm wondering what else Chargers fans should know about the situation, and is there anything that the fans themselves can do to keep the Chargers in town? What if the city doesn't file a lawsuit? If there's some rich fan out there that really wants to keep the Chargers, could they file their own suit? Or is there anything else they can do?
I just think they have to put the pressure on the politicians. I don't think a fan lawsuit would have the legs.
And why is that?
Because the fans, secondly, don't have standing under the NHS to bring a kind of lawsuit.
Okay, so because the city spent all the money on all of this and it's the city that would lose the money, then the city has the best standing.
Yes.
Okay. And actually, of course, the fans are also taxpayers, most of them. So maybe, you know, taxpayers bringing pressure on the politicians to say, we want to get our tax dollars worth here. We don't want to see the city take a hit and the losses of our tax dollars would be an influential way to go, perhaps?
Again, I think the critical thing from the fan standpoint is to put pressure on the politicians using whatever pressure they can come up with. The ballot box is usually the most important one to politicians.
Very good point. Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us here today. Listeners, we've been speaking with Jim Quinn, who is an antitrust lawyer in New York City, about the odds of the city filing a lawsuit and perhaps winning a lawsuit to keep the Chargers in town or get money if they leave. I want to thank you so much, and I want to ask, do you have any last words, Jim, that you would like our listeners to know?
Look, I just wish the fans of San Diego good luck in keeping their team.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, Jim, for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ Radio.